All right. Welcome to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is August the 24th, 2023. That's in the year of our Lord, or the Lord, whether you like it or not, 2023. So, well, first of all, I want to say that I am recovering from a computer complete crash. I mean, lockdown, lockout, and I had to take it into the shop, unplug all these peripheral things, and take it to the shop. And I didn't think they were going to be able to save the data from it. It was that bad. And I've never had it crash that bad before, or any computer crash like that. But anyway, the guy was able to save my documents in the thing and was able to put a new hard drive in it. And it was really nice, and it was affordable. And it was right here in my little town of Seguin, Texas. I thought that was impressive. And so anyway, I do have it back, but it's very unusual. It all looks different. Everything is kind of a different color, and some of the things are in different places. And I probably have an update of Windows, the most recent, and all that. So if I flub up a little today, it's because everything looks weird and is funny, strange. And I'm not looking at the seconds. I don't have seconds on here. I'm going to have to go into the Microsoft 10, you know, Windows 10, and set it up to display seconds. It only displays hours and minutes at the moment. I was pretty good at that, but now I'm going to have to wait for that break music. Even though I got a clock, it's not real accurate. So anyway, enough of that nonsense, which is not useful to you at all. Second thing is I want to welcome Dr. James Fetzer to Republic Broadcasting Network. He's been here before. If any longtime listeners would know that. He told me the story about his first venture working at Republic Broadcasting. And so anyway, and you know, he had already done three shows before I got an email from him. It was sent out to a group of people saying that he was going with RBN. So I was a little amazed. I thought I was going to go online and I was going to have a show right before his and welcome him when he did his first show. But he's in the email, it said he will be joining. He will be going with RBN. And when I actually went to RBN, he was already on the schedule and he had already done three shows. So that's 6 hours already before I even knew it. And, so anyway, kind of a late welcome, and of course now I told Jim, I actually called him on the phone and told him, you know, welcomed him on the phone, and I told him, well, now I can tell my listeners that I'm the guy that comes on right before Dr. James Fetzer at RBN. he's doing 2 hours a day. That's 10 hours a day. Man, that's a 10-hour week, and, you know, it takes me a while to do, 5 weeks to do 10 hours. Very good. Welcome, Dr. James Fetzer. I know y'all are going to get a kick out of that show. And remember, I come on 1 hour before Dr. James Fetzer. Okay. Well, let's have some fun. I mean, let's just have some fun. I thought that, you know, I didn't watch this debate business last night. You know how any of my listeners know that I'm done on this concept that we have a lawful government here and that these elections mean anything. And not only that, when you have dissolved unlawful government, you cannot correct it by electing new people to sit in the dissolved offices. Well, you know, it's just going to, you know, I think more people are catching on. And now, so all this presidential stuff is just nonsense in terms of obtaining a lawful government. So as long as you like tyranny, let's all just spend all our time and energy and money running around figuring out which one of these ignoramuses is going to be sitting in the next tyrant seat. If the office is dissolved, you cannot have a lawful one in the seat. So anyway, and that's where we're at. So here's what's funny, though. Let's have some funny with this. I'm looking at a CNN summary here of the debates. It came out. Did that come out today? Yeah, it came out today at right before noon, about 10:30. And it's got. I want to play some of this video for you. It's really funny. And it's the response all these candidates got when they hit on Donald Trump. So I think it's just funny. I like to hear here's what the crowd responds to. So first of all, I'm going to share my screen, share the sound. Okay, start sharing. Okay, and where all my stuff took off here. All right, here we go. We're back to this. Now we're going to play this. So here it comes.
We have to face the fact that Trump is the most disliked politician in America. We can't win a general election that way.
At the first Republican primary debate hosted by Fox News, candidates were met with strong reactions from the crowd when they spoke out against former President Donald Trump.
I said that Donald Trump was morally disqualified from being president again as a result of what happened on January 6th. More people are understanding the importance of that, including conservative legal scholars who says he may be disqualified under the 14th Amendment from being president again as a result of the insurrection. This is...
You know, hang on just a minute. Even though under the 14th Amendment, does anybody of course, now that 14th Amendment, it's pretty long, come to think of it. The first part of it is the only one I've ever really dealt with, the first part of it. But there may be a whole bunch more gunk in there. I don't know. I didn't go back and look at it before this, but I think I will after hearing this. But anyway, I just thought that had to do with citizenship, you know, not some other kind of stuff. But no telling what is in that thing. Okay, let's go on.
Something that could disqualify him under our rules and under the Constitution.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie responded to the criminal charges Trump is facing.
Someone's got to stop normalizing this conduct, okay? Now, whether or not you believe that the criminal charges are right or wrong, the conduct is beneath the office of President of the United States.
I just got to interject in here. This is laughable. There isn't any conduct any longer that is beneath the office of President of the United States. I mean, this, I think a garbage collector has more moral integrity and has more weight to it today than the modern President of the United States, the office itself. We'll continue.
And you know, this is the great thing about this country. Booing is allowed, but it doesn't change the truth.
Former Vice...
I mean, come on, is that the great thing? You know, the beautiful, greatest thing about our country is that booing is allowed. You know, I've always wondered, you know, when I'm thinking about countries, do they allow booing? You know, is this, you know, let's play some more of this trash.
Vice President Mike Pence defended his choice to uphold the 2020 election results.
The president asked me in his request that I reject or return votes unilaterally, power that no vice president in American history had ever exercised or taken. He asked me to put him over the Constitution. And I chose the Constitution, and I always will. I had no vice right president to Pence. Overturn the election.
First of all, overturn the election.
Join me in the Finnish 24-hour challenge.
I don't
start by cooking
let
lasagna.
Me try to cut
skip
this
the rinse
off.
And load your dishes. 24 hours later, when your dishwasher is full, let Finnish Quantum clean your
I
dishes.
I can't cut this thing off here.
Try Finnish Quantum. Unbeatable you. Clean, unbeatable price.
I'm happy to share all of the information about the overwhelming amount of fraud that happened in the 2020.
Anyway, I can't play some of this stuff. I'm so sick of some of this operation of the internet where you click on things and nothing happens. You click on the X and nothing happens. So anyway, the only joyful thing about that is just the boos and all of that that they were getting. And the thing that's notable to me, oh, wait a minute, I wish I could go back to that. Hang on just a minute, because I got to cover this. You got to see this. Where is this again? Here's the takeaways. We'll go to the takeaways. And I'm just going to read these highlights of it. You've got to see this. Okay, here's the highlights of this. I'm going to read just the highlights. Here it comes. Number one, I think there's about seven of them. Number one is candidates go after Ramaswamy. Okay, that's one of the boy, they all go get him. Okay, let's see what the next one is. Can you imagine these are the main things you want to take away from this big long debate between all these Republican candidates? The next one is number two, DeSantis doesn't stand out. Okay, wow. Ooh. Okay, number three, Christie doesn't have a breakout moment. Oh, wow, yeah, Christie doesn't have a breakout moment. Okay, number four, candidates draw distinctions on abortion. Ooh, man, that's something. Now, DeSantis tries but fails to duck January 6th question after being pressed by Pence. Man, that's a big takeaway. Oh, man, you need to hang on to this with all your might. So when you go to the voting booth, that means something. Here's one. This is a big takeaway. Haley leans towards the general election. Oh, really? Leans towards the general election. All right, now grab this one now. Get hold of this. I want you to be able to memorize these and put this on a test. Scott sticks to Mr. Nice Guy routine. Woo-wee. I'm telling you now, this stuff is heavy duty political science right here. Notice there's not a single morsel of any principle of lawful government that appears to be in any of this entire thing. Most of it appears to be how does everybody stand related to Donald Trump, as if Donald Trump was the whole thing. Instead of spending time on issues, they spend time on one of the old office holders. I mean, this is anybody that would presently entertain any of this has got to be joking me. Okay, next big news item I want to cover. Well, where'd it go? Did I jump off? Maybe I didn't go get it yet. Here it is. Let's see. Here it is. Yeah, this is something here. Okay. Oh, yeah, I already had it. I'm sorry. I don't know why I was... Excuse me, folks. Like I said, I am going to have a little more difficulty because all this looks different than what I am used to. But anyway, this is about housing illegal aliens in New York City in shipping containers out on the streets. Isn't this amazing? I'm reading from online article in Republican Post. It's the title of it is New NYC, New York City, considers housing illegals in shipping containers on the street. And I'm going to read some of this. As illegal aliens continue to flood across the southern border amid the Biden administration's border crisis. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. There's a comma right there, and I'm going to stop right there. Just think of this. As illegal aliens flood across the border. I'm sorry. There ain't no border if illegal aliens flood into the country. And then the southern border, then it says amid Biden administration's border crisis. As if Biden created something called a border crisis where there is no border and he simply won't enforce it. He won't enforce the laws on the border, considering the border regulation laws. He won't enforce Title 8. Now, this is called just what kind of nonsense is this? Just even the talk. If they're illegals, you don't house them, stupid. You prevent them from coming in. I mean, it's like saying, you know, we've got a theft problem here, a theft crisis. People just keep breaking into the jewelry stores and stealing all the jewelry out of it, you know. And we tell them, now don't be doing that now. Well, they just keep on breaking the windows, you know. And we're standing around watching them, and you know, and they go in there and get all the jewelry out. Is that a jewelry store crisis? Jewelry store crisis? That ain't a jewelry store crisis. That's a crime, a non-enforcement of criminal laws. It's a sign of dissolution. There are those, our country has already been overthrown, and they want to change the demographics of the United States. It's that simple. It's not complicated. We just don't have any law. Well, they're not enforcing the law. I know we got a break coming up here pretty soon here. I don't know exactly when. But anyway, that's the deal. And that's just stopping at the comma. Then we'll start reading the rest of this when we get back. So stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government here at RBN with Ron Avery. And we were reading some of this CNN article about the so-called Biden's administration border crisis. Look what they try to do with that. They stick what the real crisis is an unlawful dissolved government crisis that will not enforce the law of the land. But that's not really a Biden administration problem. That is a United States problem. That is a general dissolved government problem. And it doesn't matter who's going to be in the office. The next one will also be violating or not enforcing the law in some area. Because this is what happens when you have an overthrown dissolved government. Now, see, what they're trying to make you think is, well, maybe it's just an administration problem. It's always just, let's just change the person in office, and then you solve the problem. No, not anymore you don't. That might have been true years and years ago, decades ago, but it's not true now. Now, so let's carry on. It says here, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, Democrat, is reported... who cares who is Democrat or Republican, is reportedly considering combating the increase in illegal aliens in his city by housing them in shipping containers and prefabricated homes on the city's streets. Well, now, Is this reasonable, lawful government activity of any kind? You can't combat an open. You cannot combat dissolved government with no borders, where the tyrants that have overthrown our country are changing its demographics, and so it can become a part of the third world and a subject and slave of the global bankarchy. And you can't do that with shipping containers just putting folks, illegal aliens that should be incarcerated and shipped to Mexico. This is not how you deal with it at all. Now, since the spring, I'm continuing the article now, since spring 2022, roughly 100,000 illegal aliens have arrived in New York City, where despite being a sanctuary city, quote, sanctuary city, unquote, Adams has claimed, quote, there is no room, unquote. Well, let me just say this, that goes right along with this dissolved government concept. Sanctuary city. Where do they get such a concept as sanctuary? And you know what the sanctuary city is, Bobby, is that's where the laws of the land don't apply. All you got to do is declare yourself a sanctuary city, and you know, none of that stuff applies. Sanctuary city. You know, the only time I've heard of that before is the Old Testament. The sanctuary city is where criminals fled to get out of severe punishment. In fact, it's where Cain went after he slew his brother Adam. I mean, what was it? Abel killed his brother Abel. Cain slayed Abel. And what did he do? He went to a sanctuary city where he could hide out with other thieves and criminals. I mean, is that where we're going? We're going to go back 4,000 years? I mean, where do people get this stuff? I mean, and you know, when I say something like, what you need to do is go back and read John Locke's Second Treatise of Government. It was written 100 years before the Constitution of the United States. And everybody goes, 100 years before? Who wants to read crap 100 years before the Constitution? Well, if you don't do that, you're going to be reading something 4,000 years before the Constitution. Okay? And that's what you're doing. You read the news, today's modern news, you're reading stuff 4,000 years mentality. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble.
How they fill my eyes.
All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I just want to, welcome Dr. James Fetzer to RBN. And also I want to say that, anybody that wants to call in now at this point, I'd welcome all calls at this time. But because I'm basically through with this article, we're going to read a little more of it. But I also wanted to say this. Last weekend I went to Houston and met up with some high school buddies and had a party on Saturday night, and on Sunday morning and stuff, we got up and had breakfast. And, and each one of them had all kinds of things to say about conspiracies and the JFK assassination and what a terrible guy, a terrible president and person that Lyndon Baines Johnson was, and and that he was responsible for this and this and that. And really, one thing after another, just corruption everywhere. And I do the same thing. I tend to get into that and just talking about endless corruption. I mean, just everything is so corrupt and everywhere you turn. And it just, again, points to the notion that, and this is what has really become obvious to me now more than ever, and I don't really see how anybody is avoiding this conclusion. The dissolved, illegal, unlawful, overthrown government we have today, both federal and in most cases states as well, they don't care about whether you catch them in a conspiracy or not. Because, quite frankly, 9/11 is no longer really an uninvestigated crime or something that's not been proven. That's been proven to be a conspiratorial crime, not done by those who were blamed for it, but done by those that were in the country and had an agenda. I mean, that's just been overwhelmingly proven in with many facts and evidence, way outweighing the evidence of the contrary, the official narrative about that. But so the thing to draw from all of this is that the government no longer cares whether you catch them in a conspiracy or not, or catch them in a state crime. They don't care. They don't. They don't care. You know why? Because you're not going to do anything about it if you catch them. You can talk about it all day long. You can discover new facts that prove that it's a criminal conspiracy done by the federal and state government. They don't care. Why don't they care? The question is, why don't they care anymore? They don't care because you don't know what to do about it. Because what can you not do that works? You can't write your congressman. You can just forget that. Okay. You can't call up the military. You can't do that. That's not anything. All those jets flying around, all that power and all them groovy tanks, they're useless. They're not going to do a flip for you. You don't know what to do. And then at some point you got to say, well, what is the point of finding more and more and more and evidence and more corruption and more evidence, as if there was at some point that everything was just going to fall over on its own. Or fall over at all. You know, I mean, well, I'll tell you what, right after I figure this one out, right when I expose this, boy, that'll get them. Boy, that'll put them on the run. They ain't afraid of any of it. They ain't running. If they don't care about 9/11 and other things since then, think about COVID-19. It's overwhelming evidence that thing was a total conspiracy con job too. The lockdowns and all that stuff, the unnecessariness of all that, the tainted so-called vaccines, they weren't even vaccines, they had to change the definition of it. I mean, that thing was so conspiratorial and evil, it was a direct attack on the church, on Christianity and everything else. A direct attack on natural born man created in the image of God. And the government don't care. It don't care. It doesn't care because it knows you don't know what to do about it. Now, this is what I want to do with my show. I want to tell you what to do about it. And we're going to be doing that. We're going to be continually doing that on this show, is what to do about dissolved, unlawful government doing nothing but tyranny and conspiracies and things to alter the demographics of the land, to destroy all concepts of liberty and freedom and property in America. And that's what's going on. Well, thank goodness we got a caller here, Kathleen from Texas. How are you doing? I didn't want to keep you hanging on too long. Have you left already?
Ron?
Yes.
Dadgum government.
Tell it to me.
I wondered if you have you. I also am so happy that Jim Fetzer's on. Oh, his show is great. And I never was a fan of the Beatles. I was too old. The younger girls were all screaming, and I wondered what they were screaming about. And I was too young for all the older girls were screaming about Elvis when he was in.
And you missed all the big ones, huh?
Well, I ended up loving Brazilian music, bossa nova and all that, and jazz.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, have you ever heard the James Kelso's show?
No, I haven't.
It's on RBN every Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time, and okay. It's called The Trump Phenomenon.
Okay.
Okay, so, well, anyway, you mentioned when I first started listening today, you were talking about the sanctuary. Well, did you ever see The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
I remember that, yes, I saw it, yeah.
Okay, well, James Kelso does an imitation of The Hunchback, and here he is. Sanctuary! Sanctuary! The poor guy was, anyway, he does a great, he's
I
a great
like
imitator.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just called to say hi. And
Yes, with a humpback. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. Well,
I mean, can you believe that? Where did they get that? I mean, I haven't heard that since I read the Old Testament. That's the only place I've ever heard of the sanctuary city.
Yeah. Well, that now I'm an Irish Catholic born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area and sojourning for the last 17 years here in Texas. But in all the Catholic churches, it is considered a sanctuary. So you are safe if you get in the church.
So if you go to the Catholic church, you slip back 4,000 years. That's amazing. Yeah. Do your crimes and come on in here, you know. Yeah, whoa. You know,
well, you have a wonderful I always enjoy your show, and again, I welcome Jim Fetzer, and I'm really enjoying the Beatles and but all of his research. I don't miss a show, and yours too. I mean, yours is, you're so
corny.
No, you are so thorough. And it's great, so I really appreciate it. Okay,
well,
take care.
Thank you,
you're
Kathleen.
All in my prayers.
Thank you very much. We need prayer, that is for sure. I take all prayers. Please pray for the show and for our country, and that it can obtain lawful government. Well, I have a couple other callers, and I'm going to skip reading the rest of this nonsense in this article. And so we're going to take Sherry from Kansas. How are you doing?
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hey, it sounds like you might have, with your computer malfunction, It sounds like maybe you kind of PO'd somebody.
Well, I'm wondering by what did I do that with, because I should have had the thing attacked many years ago. So I don't know why they fooled around and waited so long to trash it. But I'll be honest with you. I tried to do something really stupid on it. I tried to do something that I was tempted to say, I need to do a deeper scan of my computer because I think there's something on here. You know, it's going too slow. And I went one of these deep scans, and I clicked on the thing that said run the scan the next time you turn it on? Well, I very seldom ever really turn it on. I just put it to sleep. Well, and I forgot about it, and I turned it off. And then when I turned it back on again, it went into this deep scan before anything came on. And I thought something was jammed, and I got into this habit of turning things off when they jam. And this time, during that deep scan, something happened, man. I could never get it. It came on a couple of times, and it would jam and cut off. And then it went to the blue screen notices. And boy, when you get blue screen notices, you've had it. So I couldn't do anything with it. And thank goodness this guy here locally fixed it. I was able to save the data. He put a new hard drive in it, and it has it's solid state. What I had was a four disc and moving arms like a record player. And those things wear out, he told me. It was pretty much shot anyway. The computer had been. You know, I'm the kind of guy that rather than change the tires, he waits to have the blowout. So, you know, I mean, I'm just that bad on things. I'm not a maintenance guy, but anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
Ingrid Castle, she has a show on RBN on Saturday night. She was saying that a friend of hers that's very computer savvy, and she talks about the smart meters a lot. And this guy told her that when they've installed a smart meter on his home, from the time that he had turned off the computer to the time he turned it back on after the smart meter was on there, he did some kind of scan or something, and he found that they had actually put something on his computer that the smart meter was actually communicating with his computer and putting something on it. She said he called it Marvel, and I don't know what that is.
He called it what? He called
Marvel,
it
Marvel.
Marvel.
Like Marvel Comics.
Huh. Well, that is something to think about. The smart meters, if nothing else, they can figure out when you're running your computer. You know, if they wanted to shut you down, they could figure out exactly when I'm doing this show and cut the power. You know, I mean, you know, that's pretty easy. That's just watching the power going up.
Yeah, I had an idea for they're trying to, guy that lives in Arizona, Dave Hodges, is talking about how they're trying to get these smart cities there in Arizona and other places in the country, too. And I had an idea that before the legislature votes on any of these, they need to do a pilot project and build one of these stack and packs for the state legislators. When they come to town, they have to stay in them. They're not going to be able to go home during the session. Wouldn't you think that's a good idea?
I love it. Yeah, in the storage containers.
Yeah, they could use storage containers.
I love it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay. That's all I had.
Well, Sherry, thanks for all that. I needed that. That's fun stuff. Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Lark from Texas. Good to hear from you. How you doing?
Are you there, Ron?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you something. I've got an answer to this question that everyone asks. You know, why is it that Governor Abbott is sending all these, quote-unquote, illegal aliens off to these Democratic strongholds to let them care for him? Well, I'm going to tell you why. He is involved with human trafficking, just like Catholic social services, just like a lot of Protestant groups. They're actually incentivized. In other words, they're getting some payoff to do what they're doing. And so here is what this is leading to. Because no one talks about it on the network, but, you know, leave it to me to bring it up.
Go ahead. I love it.
Yeah, go on YouTube and just remember these words. Social impact bonds explained. How the wealthiest investors are profiting off human misery. There's your operative words on YouTube. Social impact bonds explained.
How social impact, social impact what?
Bonds, like B-O-N-D-S, like a savings bond.
Really? Social impact bonds, really?
Yeah, well, see, yeah, see, it's going to pay for whoever hears this to go check it out, because you know what? You really ought to know. I'm serious.
Man, I'm going to look into that.
This new financial system is underpinned by what are these fat cats and these billionaires going to do with all their loot after they've picked everyone's pocket and put them out of work and put them on the street or this, what have you. Well, they've got to basically have a means by which they can invest and profit in human suffering.
Well, this makes perfect sense because we know that the global new world order wants a borderless world, and they want America's ideas of liberty and property to be completely demolished, and they know they can do that by swamping it with illegal aliens and those that don't know anything about this is not part of their heritage, and so these people are super wealthy. So that they can set up our own tax system to where, you know, we're paying for our own demise through this thing, through our dissolved government paying for this thing. But I thought until you brought this up that Texas was actually spending its money, its tax dollars on shipping these people around. But if this is what you're saying, these social impact bonds, they have another way of obtaining money to ship these people around.
Yeah, let me add, Ron. I mean, this new system that we have entered, known as communitarianism and communitarian governance, undergirded by communitarian law, it is an entirely different ball of wax than anything we've encountered in our lives. Now, here's another one. Winteroak.org.uk. Winteroak, like the tree, .org.uk. But it's called impact slavery. Here's how it reads.
Before you start, Winter Oak what?
Winteroak.org.uk.
Oh, .org.uk. Okay. I got
That's
it.
Right.
Okay.
These folks are over there in UK.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
Over in the States. But here
okay.
It is. This is short. Quote unquote impact investment is the new weapon of exploitation being launched against 99.9% of humankind by the tiny gang of ultra-rich crooks who currently rule the world. Spearheaded by UK venture capitalist Sir Ronald Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, Sir Ronald Cohen, he coined the term. He invented it. It basically means privatization of the public realm goes further than ever before, in which big businesses make money by, quote-unquote, investing in various sectors tied into the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and by turning these investments into commodities that can be traded and speculated on. And, of course, they're targeting the church, they're targeting the children in the schools, the hospitals. It doesn't matter where you turn, where you look, wherever you see a good grouping of people, well, hell, they want to target them because they want to make money on human suffering. And in fact, what they are doing is they are implementing a system of child, sex, drug, human, and every form of human trafficking you can conceive or imagine. This is the new financial system that is upon us. It's called impact slavery. And the vehicle is the so-called social investment bond.
Wow.
We need to be talking about it.
Yeah, so when I go to winteroak.org.uk, I would look up impact what? slavery or impact what?
Impact slavery.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
I'm in the middle of sending out another email blast. Ron, and your name's on the list, and some of the hosts on the network, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I mean, I've got about 500-some people, whatever. I don't hardly know any of them, but what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to basically put it out there, and if they want to talk about it, it's their call. If they don't, they don't.
Well, I want to talk about it. That's pretty amazing. I didn't know that stuff. I knew these fat cats were paying for this. I didn't know how, and I know that they're perverting the laws and stuff to get our own tax money for it too. But
you know,
anyway,
Brian, in my life, I've been around some pretty rich people. I mean, rich billionaires, in fact.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you from my experience, they don't ever
spend their own money
without expecting something in return. And they, by God, are going to make a profit because, see, they only care about guaranteed profit.
That's right. Guaranteed profit is how you get rich and go to hell.
Anyway, I love your show, and I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, man. Thanks
so
much, Lark. Appreciate it, man. Well, that was some great callers, and I appreciate everybody calling. And we're soon going to run out of time here. We got about 49 seconds or so. And so again, thanks to RBN too for getting Dr. James Fetzer on the program. He's following my show, so you definitely want to stay tuned right after my show for the Dr. James Fetzer show. And I think it's Authentic News. I think he calls it something like that. So anyway, thanks for calling and perking up my show, you know. And I'm going to get used to my new look of my computer, and I got to massage it around and get all my stuff running right. It'll be a little smoother next time. So with that, we'll see you Tuesday. Have a good weekend.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.